パララランダランダ。
Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read the narrow road between desires, page by page, for the first time, and have a chat about it. This is page 164. Piece as proper as you can. Now we put the pin through it, so the whole thing sticks. Bass made a gesture as if throwing something away. Charms made any other way are naught but silly tricks. He nodded then, rather pleased with himself. The boy was nowhere near as sharp as Kostril, but even so, he might stop and wonder why the soon he begged and bargained for seemed to begin before he'd actually made the charm himself. The boy brought his hand back to his chest and eyed the stone. "What do you mean it only works for one person?" That was what the boy was focused on. Bass fought the urge to sigh. So much of what he wrought was wasted here. "It's a way of charms," Bass lied. "They only work for one person at a time." Seeing the boy's confusion plain on his face, Bass sighed. "You know how folk make come-hither charms when they want to catch someone's eye?" Rick nodded, blushing a little. "This is the opposite," Bass said. "It's go-thither charm. You're going to prick your finger, get a drop of blood on it, and that will seal it. It will make things go away." That's the page. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Bill. I love the notion of a go-thither charm.
Yeah.
I wish we all had one of those on our desk, right? Or, you know, in a work environment, it would be really useful to just kind of flip it. Like at the steakhouse, at the Brazilian steakhouse, when you want more meat, you flip it.
Just get out of here.
You flip it to come hither. Come hither. And when you had your fill, you flip it to go thither.
That's funny.
I was going to ask, who at work are you go thithering?
I don't know.
Just everyone. Well, everyone leave me alone. Right.
Yeah. Like one of those. I think sometimes children on the spectrum have like bracelets that they can put on to signal what their emotional state is and how they wish to be interacted with.
Mm.
Kind of reminds me of that.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's been established in The Name of the Wind that charms are, you know, shenanigans.
Well, that's according to Kilvin, and presumably not counting fairy nonsense. However, I do think this charm is nonsense, which I have ranted on about at some length. But I will say again that there is more evidence that the charm is nonsense. He talks about how he's lying about the charm. He's making stuff up. He's like, oh, he might stop to wonder why the soon he begged for seemed to begin before he'd actually made the charm. Like, don't worry about it. So there's just all kinds of stuff that's like, yeah, maybe this charm isn't really doing that much.
I think there is probably room to still believe that this charm has some power to it. But I agree with you, Bast has certainly done enough in the physical real world to ensure that the charm's intended effect happens.
Yeah, I almost wonder if he revealed himself as a fairy to Jessam and along with beating the crap out of him, to like say, hey, if you ever come back, I will know. It doesn't matter if I'm 100 miles away.
Yeah, could be. When I was doing my catch-up, I noticed that Bast has he had bruises blooming on his body somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on his thigh and his ribs.
And so maybe that was part of it. That seems more like just more than busting up a still. So it would sort of seem to imply that he has taken steps to ensure that the go thither stays mm-hmm. thither.
Thither and dawn.
Yeah, and his knuckles were all skinned.
Now, he had blood dripping down his arm at one point. I don't know if it was from his hands, his knuckles.
It was just his knuckles, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it was unclear to me when I read it. It seemed like maybe I didn't know where that blood was coming from, but if it was just busted up. So if his knuckles are busted up, that could imply two things. The busting of the still or the busting of Jessam, right?
Yeah. I think both, yeah. I guess he probably wouldn't need to punch things to bust up a still. It'd be more like tearing things apart and throwing things around.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, yeah, how we're breaking but things with.
I want to read this last bit of prose that started on the last page and ended here.
Please, please do.
A true charm puts down roots in your desire. When you've decided what you wanted, that's where it began. You've gone and gathered pieces proper as you can. Now we put a pin through it, so the whole thing sticks. Charms made any other way are naught but silly tricks. So that was so frustrating to end in the middle of that on the last page. But I really like how it all fits together, and I skipped the pieces in between the quotes. Just to
well, especially starting this page, and the rhyme ends with sticks, but you don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to tricks, but it's kind of jumbled around. So it is better hearing it all together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you took the initiative to be intrepid and break the rules, because I like it.
Oh, that's me. I'm a rule breaker. I'm the craziest one around this podcast.
That's right. Look at you. Barring
Arjun. So why would the soon that he begged and bargained for seem to begin before he'd actually made the charm itself? Because the line on the previous page says, a true charm puts down roots in your desire. When you decided what you wanted, that's where it began. Wouldn't wanting it soon sort of be where it began as well?
I think that the soon Bass is referring to is soon in making the charm. I think that he is setting aside my theory that the charm does nothing. Even if the charm does do something, it's certainly not the only thing that's being done here. And Jessam, I think, is already gone.
So there's the soon is satisfied.
Then. So I think that's the soon that starts before the charm is made and before. Yeah. So that's the soon that starts before the charm is made, because Jessam is already gone. And I'm sure word will reach to blanking on the boy's name. Reich, thank you. Word will reach to Reich at some point that, like, oh, his dad skipped town before the evening when the charm was actually made.
Yeah, I wonder how long it'll take for that news to trickle back. Because, I mean, this Jessam character is the type to go off into the hills and disappear for a little while, right?
Yeah, but they, at least in Lightning Tree, they are discussing it in the inn at the end of the night.
Okay, so somehow that news did get back real fast in the Lightning Tree.
No.
I'm interested in sort of the meta of what you just said. You said in the Lightning Tree, it happens this way. I was thinking about it that we cross some point where that stops being relevant. And I don't know if we're there yet or not, right? But that's how the Lightning Tree ends. We don't think this is going to have a huge departure, but maybe it does, maybe it doesn't.
I guess that's fair. I don't.
That's not a criticism. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know that necessarily is true. I am kind of expecting this to end in a very similar way to how the Lightning Tree ended. And I don't think there's going to be any major departures from the storyline of the Lightning Tree. We have, like, obviously the Embrils and the trip they made up to the Lightning Tree. But apart from that, all the core elements are the same.
I agree with Pat. I think that for the most part, from what I've seen, is it's just to be an embellishment of the original tale, and that there really isn't been any major departures yet. Like, you know, other than that righteous scene where they did the magic at the tree,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think the bones of the story, as Pat likes to say, Patrick Rothfuss, are going to remain the same. And I agree with Patrick Notrothis in that I don't anticipate there being much more of a change. But I would be pleasantly surprised to see that.
Yeah, but I think that's fair.
If you disagree, please state your piece. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, no, I was just, I guess we have been set up to think that it closes at the end of a day. But I think what got me on that path on this particular page or with that particular comment was, you know, maybe the news comes out as they're all sitting around the bar, but maybe the news comes out in a different way. And so that would still fit the general shape of the story, but it comes out in a different way. And so if that's true, I was just wondering how far we get into this before the touchstone of the previous version of this book, maybe you would call it, isn't relevant.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I largely agree that it is relevant the whole way through. I don't know.
Well, something you just said really struck a chord in me. And it just occurred to me that in all of these books written by Rothfuss, they all take place in a day. Slow Regard, the King Killer Chronicle trilogy is told in one day, 2 days, day three. And Slow Regard is a day, and this is a day.
Slow Regard is a week.
Oh, is it a week?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe is it a full span?
For some reason, why did I?
Well, it's 5 days before it's he returns. Seven days before he returns.
RJ says 7 days. Okay. So I believe her.
My theory is broken. But all right. So then 4 of the 5 books take place over the course, assuming that Doors of Stone takes place over the course of a day, which it was supposed to be, right?
RJ says stridently 7 days. Extreme confidence.
Days. I've come to learn to trust RJ's knowledge in all things King Killer, so I will not.
And you know what? If we are wrong here, it is all RJ's fault.
That's right.
We take no blame.
RJ of the Wind at gmail.com.
All right. One last note I have on this page is I think it's funny how exasperated Bast is about, like, oh, this boy doesn't appreciate my wit. He's just a fool.
He can't play the game with him to the same depth.
Yeah.
Right. He laments he wishes it was Kostrel he were hanging with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, RJ will answer to whether it is 6 days or 7 or 8 days on tomorrow's.
She's throwing up seven digits.
Narrow page.